Welcome to Tarimecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu, Perek 46. In the last Perek, we learned how Hashem named Koresh as the king who will rebuild Yerushalayim. Hashem can ensure that a person not yet born will be able to accomplish this, as Hashem is all-powerful. Hashem is giving Koresh the power to conquer Babel and the region for the sake of the Jewish people. The Perek also focused on the idea that Hashem is one and does not need or have any partner in anything he does, in contrast to the religions at the time who believed that there are dual powers in the world. This Perek zooms in on one part of Koresh's ascent to power, and it's a short Perek. It begins by discussing his defeat of Babel. Babel had multiple gods who will be destroyed when the Persians come. Yeshayahu begins by mocking the idols, as we've seen him do in other prakim. Generally, leitzonus, mockery, is not allowed and is considered something that is beneath the dignity of Jewish values. However, when it comes to idolatry, it is appropriate and expected for people to mock the idolatry to demonstrate how false of a belief it is. Yeshayahu's mockery revolves around the fact that when the Persians attacked, the idols could not save the people. They couldn't even save themselves. We will generally use the approach of the Radak and the Mitzudas David to explain this perek. Pasuk 1. Kara Bel Kores Nevo. Bel, an idol, bows down, and Nevo, another idol, bends and collapses to the ground. It is laughable that the idols that they served and begged favors of could not even hold themselves up independently. Hayu atzabehem lachaya v'la behema. Their idols were put on beasts and animals. Not only could their idols not help them, they had to schlep them along like cargo on the backs of their animals as they left Babel, going into exile as refugees. They are called atzavim, says the Mitzudas Tzion, from the root ayin tzadi vez, sad, as the idols just upset the people who were beseeching them, but they could do nothing. Rav Schwab, quoting Rav Hirsch, attributes the name of the idols to the fact that the idol makers would take advantage of the people's hard times when they were sad to get them to buy and worship the idols. Nisuosechem amusos. These idols that used to be paraded around as centers of an attraction where they would be the honored guests of a parade, masa la'ayefa, are now a burden to tire out exhausted animals. These idols bow and bend, but they cannot free themselves from the animals which are heading out to Galus. Pasuk 2. Lo yachlu malet masa v'nafsham bashvi halacha. They cannot escape being carried away. They themselves went into captivity. If the idols are going into captivity, how then could they save anyone else? The Navi has mocked and showed how foolish it is to serve idols. He will now rebuke the Jewish people. There are two groups that he will be addressing. There are those who live in Yehuda from Shevet Binyamin and Yehuda, and then there are the remainder of the 10 tribes, some of whom are living in the area of Yehuda to escape the exile from Sancheirev. Pasuk 3. Shimula Eli Beis Yaakov, listen to me to the house of Yaakov, the Chol She'eris Beis Israel, and all the remnants of the house of Israel, meaning Binyamin and Yehuda, as well as all of the 10 tribes who are there. Ha'amusim mini veten, who have been born from the belly, ha'nesuim mini racham, who have been carried from the womb. Hashem takes care of a person from the moment they are born. The Jewish people are being compared to a baby who is carried by the mother. First easily they were in the belly, and then with more difficulty that they were carried in the womb. The baby never turns around and carries its mother. Hashem has always carried and taken care of the Jewish people no matter what. The Navi continues, Pasuk 4, V'ad zikna anihu. Until old age, I, Hashem, am with them. Hashem supports a person into old age, just as he cared for him when he was a baby. Vad seva ani espol. Until a high old age, until the person is extremely old, I will carry him. Ani asisi v'ani asa v'ani esbol v'amalet. I did this. I will carry you. I will bear the burden and I will save. The idols were made by the craftsmen who expected the work of their hand to save them. They were disappointed when this did not happen. It is the exact reverse with our relationship with Hashem. Hashem made us. He made human beings so he could take care of us, the people he created. Hashem will always support a person from their birth until old age, and he acts the same, and he does not tire and get sick of helping us. Since Hashem made the Jewish people into the nation, it is his burden to bear to support them and save them from Galus Bavel. The Malbim says that this mashal of Hashem carrying his children shows his care. Eventually, parents stop supporting their children after they become adults. They go off, they make their own money, and they take care of themselves. But Hashem never stops doing so. The Navi returns to the topic of mocking the Avodah Zarah of Bavel, Pasuk 5. Lemi sedamyuni v'sashvu, to whom would you compare me and equate me? V'sam shiluni v'nidmeh, to whom would you say I am analogous to, that we are similar? When the Jews came to Bavel, the Babylonians told them that their gods, their idols, were more powerful than Hashem, as Yehuda had been captured. The Navi is saying here that this does not make sense for reasons described in the upcoming Pesukim. The Mishpatzot Zahav notes that there are five times in the Pesukim that it says that no man or idol is similar to Hashem. He explains that there are five times in the Torah where Hashem gave the impression that Hashem was similar to Malachim or to man. It says that man is made in the image of God. This could make people think that God has a body and that man is similar to him. When Hashem created man, Hashem said to the Malachim, Na'aseh Adam, let us make man, rather than saying, I will make man. Rashi comments there that this was to show Hashem's humility. People who learn this pasuk could think that perhaps Hashem did not have the power to create man alone. Hashem chose to communicate deep and important messages about our moral values, about humility, and the importance of man in the Pesukim, even though it could confuse people. This parak serves as a counterbalance for those who may misinterpret those Pesukim, reinforcing that there is nothing that is similar to Hashem, and Hashem has all the power. The Pesukim explain how did idols come about. These idols are bought with a lot of gold and silver. It's as if the people have to come to the craftsmen and the gold and silver are pouring from their pocket. They spare no expense in order to get the best idol that they want to buy. They, Pasuk 6, Yiskiru Tzorei V'yasehu El, Yiskidu Af Yishtachavu. They hire a craftsman to make them a god so that they can bow and prostrate themselves to it. The Malbim points out that if they are commissioning an idol to be created for them using money, how is it possible that the creation can be a god? This idol becomes a tchotchka. It gets carried on a person's shoulder, set in its place on the mantle, and then it stays there, never moving on its own, no matter what. Pasuk 7. Af yitzake lav evlo ya'aneh, mitzaraso lo yoshi'enau. Even if he calls to it, it will not answer, and from his troubles, it does not save him. It is foolish to serve these idols. With this recognition of how foolish it is to worship these creations of man, Yeshayahu turns back to the Jewish people and encourages them again not to serve idols. Pasuk 8. Zichru zos, viz oshashu. Remember this, how foolish idolatry is, and strengthen yourselves. Hashivu poshim alev. Take these ideas, you sinners, to the heart. Pasuk 9. Zichru rishonos me'olam. Remember the first thing that happened in the olden days. Hashem took the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Hashem made miracles that others could not do. The idols have no power, but Hashem has demonstrated that he always helps you. Ki anochi kel ve'in od. Hashem is the true power in the world, and there is no other God. Elokim ve'efes kamoni. A God who intervenes in nature, there is none, Ephes, nothing like me. When Hashem created the world, he had a plan. Pasuk 10. Magid mereshis achris. He said at the very beginning what would happen at the end of time. Hashem had a plan and a purpose for all he did. He told the Nevi'im, Umikedem asher lo na'asu, from the beginning about things that were not yet made. Hashem said to the Nevi'im, what miracles would happen, like the nevuah that had been said in the last parak regarding Koresh. Omer atzasi sakum. I will say that my plan will happen, v'chol chefzi e'eseh, and all that I, Hashem, want to do is going to take place. No one can stop Hashem. This is a strong contrast between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the idols who can't do anything. The Malbim, when reading the Pasuk, notes that Hashem makes two kinds of creations. There are those part of the creation that fall under the rules of nature. These are things that have consequences and outcomes that can be expected. If somebody drops an apple, it falls to the floor because of their gravity. These things were created at the beginning of creation as nature leads the world to a particular outcome. Then there are those things that break the rules of nature. They are the miracles that don't follow the laws of nature, like the splitting of the sea. Hashem says that those changes are going to happen also before they happen. Hashem put them into the plan of the universe that there should be miracles which could break the laws of nature. Hashem had a plan that included both the natural law and the miraculous. Yeshayahu now shows how this principle, that Hashem had a plan which is going to be fulfilled, applies to the time that they are living in. Pasuk 11. Korei mimizrach ayet. I call a bird of prey from the east. Me'eretz merchach ish atzasi. A man of my counsel from a faraway land. This bird of prey is Koresh, who Hashem inspired to want to come from Persia, which is east of Babel. He is coming so easily, it is if he is flying to them. Af dibarti, af aviena. I have spoken, and I will bring it to pass. Yatsarti, af e'esena. I created it, and I will also do it. Hashem is saying that he will make everything that he says will happen, happen. What Hashem predicts will come to Babel will occur because this is Hashem's will. Hashem makes sure to mention this to the people from Babel to encourage them to change, or at least so that they could be warned about what they are doing wrong so they could not complain that they didn't know that they shouldn't act in the way with the cruelty that they are. Pasuk 12. Shimu Eli Abirei Lev. Listen to me, you hard-hearted men. Those in Babel had been particularly cruel to the Jews who were exiled to their land. They had no mercy. They were hard-hearted. Harachokim mitzdaka. They who are very distant from doing any matters of charity and righteousness with the refugees. The Mishpat of Zahav says that these people imitate their idols. Just like their idols are cruel and disconnected, the people also are unfeeling and uncharitable to those they meet. Hashem will not act like these cruel people. Pasuk 13. Unlike the Babylonians, Kiravti tzidkasi lo sirchak v'ushuasi lo sa'acher. My righteousness is near me and my salvation won't be late. While Babel exiled and was cruel to the Jews, v'nasati v'tzion teshua. I put in Sion a complete shua, a complete salvation. Why? Li'Yisrael tifarti. For Yisrael, who are my glory. Hashem will save the Jewish people from this galus, as when the Jewish people are in Eretz Israel doing mitzvos, Hashem is praised because of their fine behavior, and that is his glory. This parak had two main ideas. The Navi mocked the futility of worshiping idols and how they are burdens and a waste of money for those who make them and for those who serve them. The parak also discussed how the Jews should believe in Hashem and not serve idols. The parak concludes that Hashem, unlike the idols, is always dependable. There is a lesson we can remember. The Navi says that there is no one equal to Hashem and nothing can be compared to him. At the same time, the pasuk in the Torah tells us that we are created in the image of Hashem. We are meant to look at the pasukim and grapple with what does this mean if we are supposed to be similar to him but cannot be compared to him. What it means is that we are meant to adopt the character traits that we perceive in Hashem. Just as Hashem feeds everyone, we are meant to do chesed and help others. Just as Hashem is slow to anger, so must we be slow to anger. While we cannot be equated to Hashem, we can use Hashem as our model of what we want to become, of who we want to be similar to, by emulating all the character traits that we have learned about Hashem. Thank you for learning together, Le'ilo Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.